الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومرشدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله اثنا عشر شهرا يوم خلق السماوات والأرض فيها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين درشے پڑھ لو اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلا آل محمد کما صلیت علی ابراہیم وعلا آل ابراہیم انک حمید مجید اللہم بارک علی محمد وعلا آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد محترم دوستو بزرگو السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الله تبارك وتعالى کا شکر احسان ہے کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے دوبارہ آپ کی زیارت کی توفیق عطا فرمائی اللہ تعالیٰ میرے حج کے سفر کو قبول فرمائے قدم قدم پر دعائیں کی ہے اللہ سب کے لیے جو دعائیں کی اللہ سب کے لیے دعاؤں کو اللہ قبول فرمائے بار بار ہم سب کو حرمین شریفین کی حاضری نصیب فرمائے وہ دین یاد آتے ہیں بھولے نہیں جاتے ہیں اللہ ہم کو وہیں کی موت بھی نصیب فرمائے حج تو جوانی ہی کی ہوتی ہے بڑھاپے کی حج بڑی مشکل ہوتی ہے جوانی میں جو عبادت ہوتی ہے حج میں عبادت اور صبر دو چیزیں ہیں عبادت ہے اور صبر ہے اللہ ہم سب جوانوں کو بار بار وہاں کی زیارت نصیب فرمائے، قدر کی توفیق عطا فرمائے، جن پر حج فرض ہے جلدی سے حج پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے۔ ذی الحج کا مہینہ ختم ہو رہا ہے، دا ایئر اسلامکلی از فنیشنگ نیئرلی 28 ذی الحجہ، ود ان فیو ڈیز یو ول ہیئر ناٹ 14 34 از گوئنگ ٹو بی 14، بولو ہم کو تو 2013 یاد ہے، صرف 2013 یاد ہے، لیکن اسلامکلی وی ڈونٹ ریمبر 14 35 از گوئنگ ٹو فنش 34، ریمائنڈنگ اس دیٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مائگریٹڈ فرام مکہ مکرمہ ٹو مدینہ منورہ فور دا دین ہی لیفٹ his beautiful beloved city, the city of Makkah. He left because of deen, because of Islam, because of for me and for you and for entire Muslims. And the Sahaba, approximately more than 20,000-30,000 Sahaba altogether migrated from Makkah Mukarramah. Nearly 3/4 Makkah people, they migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara. Slowly, step by step, whenever they got time, they accepted Islam and they migrated. And is nearly 1435 years now. 34 is finished and is going to start 1435. But today youngsters, in their mind one question always buzzing: why other religions year start with patake, lightning, etc., with joy, nice beautiful parties? The religion of Jew, the religion of Christians, Hindu religion, they start the year with joy. Why? Islamic New Year start with sad and sorrow. Did you understand my questions? آج کل کے نوجوانوں کے دماغ میں یہ بات ہے، دوسرے سارے ریلیجن سٹارٹنگ کیسے بھائی؟ پٹاخے اور چلتے ہیں، خوشیاں ہیں، دیکھو ابھی دسمبر ختم ہوگا، جنوری شروع ہوگی، لوگ خوشیاں منائیں گے، نیو ایئر، اور ہمارا مسلم نوجوان ینگسٹرز دے تھنکس اسلام کیوں افسوس کے ساتھ شروع ہو رہا ہے، یعنی افسوس کے مہینے کے ساتھ۔ وی ہیو ٹو گو ٹو بیک گراؤنڈ آف دیٹ۔ وی میڈ اور سیلف دا بگننگ آف اسلام، آف اسلامک ایئر، ایز اے سورو اینڈ سیڈنس۔ ادروائز اور ریلیجن اسٹارٹ از الائیو فرام 1434 ایئرس، الائیو fresh, alive, fresh, and started with joy, and the Islam is going to remain till the day of Qiyamah with joy, and with is like alive. Is not that Islam? It knows that murda is musliman marta hai, Islam nahi marta. Muslim dies, Islam does not die. Remember, Muslim dies, Islam do not die. Going to get fresh and fresh till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. But you will see our youngsters today,
they're joining with another youngsters and they said, we also have to mix sorrow and sad in this month. You're not going to get married in this month. You're not going to wear beautiful clothes in the month of Muharram. Go back home, find out where we came from. Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, many other places. You will find out you're not going to get married in the month of Muharram. You're not going to wear a beautiful clothes. You're going to wear black in the month of Muharram. And you're not going to cook any food in the month of Muharram. It is all reality. It's happening everywhere. You must not see few peoples. See general, what's going on in Muslims community today? What's going on? Kya ho raha hai Muslimano? Ye kyun aisa kar rahe? Why they do that? Sochne ki baat hai. In the month of Muharram only? Why not in a Safar? Why not only in Rabiul Awwal? While Nabi alayhi salatu was salam passed away in the month of Rabiul Awwal, nothing, no day more sorrow and sadness than the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. But still the people are getting married in the month of Rabiul Awwal, wearing beautiful clothes, parties upon parties, you will see everywhere. Why not in the month of Rabiul Sani? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great Khalifa of Islam, the greatest person after Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Khalifa Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who passed away in 22nd Rabiul Sani. No one making the day sad, the month of Rabiul Sani. No one. MashaAllah, everybody making parties and wearing nice clothes and getting married, everything, etc. The month of Muharram, the first Muharram, inshallah, is going to be first Muharram is coming. On the 18th Zil Hijjah, Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, about him Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ Umar. If anyone's become Nabi after me, should Umar should be Nabi. He was the greatest person. Greatest person. 28 or 27 ayat approximately reveal according to the mashwira of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Was the greatest person. The enemy wounded him on the musalla of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was performing fajr namaz in the second rakat when he started namaz during the qiraat. The enemy wounded him and he became unconscious and was bleeding from his stomach and he was unconscious. Subhanallah, the day when he became wounded, he was unconscious. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu completed the fajr namaz and after namaz, they saw him. He was unconscious. Everybody waking up, but he can't wake up. Then someone says, talk about salah. Then one sahabi, he said, by the year of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as-salah. Suddenly he opened his eyes and he says, namaz is finished. He just heard about salah and he was unconscious, got conscious. And he said afterwards, there is no shame for the Muslim who ever don't perform the namaz. There is no shame for him in Islam. And he passed away on the first Muharram. First Muharram. Nobody remember. Everybody forgot him. In the month of Ramadan, on the 27th night, 27, while Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he also passed away in the month of Zil Hijjah. On the 18th Zil Hijjah, he became shaheed, the enemy killed him, made him shaheed. They entered from the roof while he was reciting Quran al-Kareem and made him shaheed. After 3 days, the people buried him. Look at the people, what they do in the month of Zil Hijjah. Subhanallah, enjoy the party upon party, wearing nice clothes. And you will see in the Zil Hijjah, you will see in our back home, the more wailing than the Muharram. He says the Muharram is coming, before that you must, our children must get them married. Even the ulama had no time. They were busy to performing nikah. Subhanallah. And a month of Ramadan, 27 of Ramadan, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became shaheed while he was coming toward the masjid to performing namaz. The enemy wounded him. Subhanallah, he became shaheed. But look at the people today. If anybody makes sorrow and sadness the day, 27 of Ramadan, the 27, the people become more busy to buy the goods. Why? Eid is coming. The dressmaker become more busy to sew the clothes. Baat meri samajh mein aa rahi hai? Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, he passed away in the month of Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Thani Abu Bakr Siddiq, first Muharram Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Zil Hijjah Hazrat Usman Zani, Zil Nurain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and in the month of Ramadan Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Afterward, 70,000 sahaba in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will open the history of Islam. History of Islam. You will see the day of the year is 360 days. You will see every few hours. Every hours you will find one sahabi became shaheed. How many days you going to make sorrow and say? The shahadat is the greatest ni'mat for the sahaba ikram. Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَا تَكُونُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٍ. They are alive by Allah. The sahaba who martyred, they are alive by Allah. They are in Jannah. They are freeing everywhere. Subhanallah. They are walking in Jannah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Oh Muslim, you do not know what they are doing. Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, many places, so our youngsters, they think Hazrat Imam Hussain, Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became shaheed. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before his death, before he became shaheed, he went inside the tent. And he's telling all the Ahlul Bayt, family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is addressing them. Listen, usikun nabi, usikunna, I am bequesting you. He's telling them, he's addressing them in the tent before 5-10 minutes before he becomes shaheed. He's addressing them. Open the history, you will find the khutbah of Hazrat Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Kya keh rahe hain? Usikunna, main tumhe wasiyat kar raha hoon. فَلَا تَخْبَشَنَّ بِهِ جَيْبًا وَلَا تَلْتَمُدَّنَّ بِهِ وَجْحًا. کیا کہہ رہے ہیں؟ میرے انتقال میں ابھی شہید ہونے والا ہوں. سنو, میرے شہید ہونے پر کبھی گریبان نہ مارنا, اپنے چہرے پر, اپنے چھاتی پر تھپر نہ مارنا. Do not tear your clothes. Do not hit yourself. That is the bequest, the final bequest of Sayyidina Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. I'll be doing today against him or favoring him. Everyone knows that. We don't have to say. Unhone kya kaha hai aur hum kya kar rahe hain? Why in our youngsters' mind? Why in our youngsters' mind today the Islamic years start with sad and sorrow? Let me tell you the background of it. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made a lot of wazir and khulafa and leaders in every city, everywhere. He sent here, in this city, in that city, in that city. So many sahabas, he sent Taif, he sent Syria, he sent Iraq, many, many places. He sent one place, Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala. He was the imam of that city. Now Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to write new rule and regulation every month. You have to do like this, you have to do like this. He's writing letter. That time was no phone. Just phone and tell them. No, they used to write a letter. And the postman was taking letter and give it to the person, the leader of that, of the city, of the sahaba. You have to do. This is a new rule, new regulations. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Later litte. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. What he's doing? Abu Musa said, he sent a message. Ya Umar, you're writing rule upon rule, but you don't write the date. Date. We confuse which one was the first rule and regulation. Which one was the first? Either this one or this one. We confuse. So you had to write date. But that time they used to write Iswi. Iswi means what we're doing today, 2013. What is that? 2013. It's the birthday of me. Itna to yaad hona chahiye na humko, jab itna azbar hai, we know mashallah 2013. What is that? It's a birthday of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. You remember that? 2013. What's coming that date? Islamic date was not issued. Abu Musa ayyadallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote a letter to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You're supposed to do some Islamic date, then we should remember that this letter came on that Islamic date. This is second, third. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he called Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the eldest sahaba, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira, many sahaba, he called them, said, sit down here now, we're going to have a small meeting now. And that was a meeting, subhanallah. Today we remember the meeting was about Islamic date to set. In that day, sahaba was sitting there. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There is four issues happen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From where the Islamic date start and begin. Some of the sahaba said, we must start Islamic date from the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a great day that final Nabi Janab Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world. We must start from that day. Some of the sahaba said, we must start from the day of prophethood started, the 40 years after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam born. Start from there, the Islamic date. Ba'athatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the first revelation comes. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqal insana min 'alaq. Islamic date, start from there. Some of the sahaba said, no, from the date, when the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. That was a very sad and very sorrow days for the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world and he passed away, he left. Most of the sahaba said, no, we must start Islamic date, the day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. From Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. He left his city. Sahaba left the village. Sahaba left the holy house, the Kaaba. Sahaba left the property, the houses, everything for the Islam, for the sake of Islam. They migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. That was a great day. Why? For who? For the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He accepted only one thing. He said that this is a very good point, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, according to most of the scholars, 12 Rabiul Awwal. Then question burning and arising in our mind, why that Rabiul Awwal did not become Islamic year, first month, Islamic? First month, why did not become Rabiul Awwal? Why started from Muharram then? Yes, Madina Munawwara, the six Sahaba, the six people, they came to perform Hajj in Mina. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed them about the goodness of religion, about Jannat, Jahannam, about Islam. He said to them, I am a final Nabi. Allah sent me and Allah revealed the ayat. He recited few ayat of Quran Kareem in front of them. And the six Sahaba, six or seven Sahaba, they accepted Islam. They became Muslim and they went back to Madina Munawwara after Hajj. Alhamdulillah, they started spreading Islam in Madina Munawwara. Approximately 500 to 600 Sahaba people accepted Islam in Madina Munawwara on the seven Sahaba's head. Now the next year, the following year, 72 Sahaba are coming coming, they are Muslim, they come in to perform Hajj. Now they want to become bayt on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the place of Mina. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this Islam yet did not spread so much in Makkah. If I will make you bayt in the place of Mina, when the people will come to know, then it will be big issue, and they will attack us and they will hit us. What we can do after Maghrib, after Isha and the dark time, I will take you behind the mountain and I will make you bayt on my head. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took them after Isha in the darkness, and they became bayt on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Abu Talib was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the place of Mina, and the 72 Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to come with us today. That was a month of Hajj, month of Zilhijjah, and Hajj just finished. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard what they say, they want that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam go away to Madina Munawwara. Abu Talib, he said that time, do you know what you're talking? If you take Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from here to Madina Munawwara, that means sari duniya ki ladai tumhare saath hogi jaise Makkah mein hai. Do you remember that? What is going to happen? What is going to happen? Everybody will attack you in Madina Munawwara. They said, never mind, hum jaan dene ke liye taiyar hai. Kya kaha? Jaan dene ke liye aur hum namaz padhne ke liye taiyar nahi hai. We are not ready to perform namaz 7 to 7, juma to juma, 8 to 8, and janaza namaz. Khalas, we are Muslim, mashallah, proper Muslims. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, as-salatu qurratu aini, the prayer is the coolness of my eyes. If you do not perform namaz, you're poking my eyes. Are you poking every day the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you're expecting that on the day of Qiyamah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam make intercede for you? Make a firm intention the new year started, and the month of Muharram is reminding us for the Islam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah. He left everything, even he left the holy Kaaba, subhanallah, for the sake of Allah, to spread the deen in the world. So we must change our life from today. Make tawbah. The Muharram is coming. New Year is coming. We're going to change our life, because we have to show our face to our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our grave. With the third question, Ma Rabbuka, Ma Deenuka, Man Hazar Rajul, what is your deen? And who is your Rabb? And who is this person? If you follow him, then you will say, he is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my beloved Nabi. And if you not follow him, what are you going to say? Hi, I don't know who's this person. If you follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will tell the munkar and nakir. Yes, this is my beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This month, every year comes, month of Islam, month of Muharram is the first month of Islam, reminding us that change your life, change your life. A time will come how the Sahaba, I went to Jannatul Baqi, the Sahaba are resting in the Jannatul Baqi. A time will come, we also is going to die and we're going to bury in our cover. Nobody will come to us. Every year the Muharram comes and reminding us. This is the message of Islam. The 72 Sahaba said, never mind, whatever Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell us we will do. If he tell us jump in the ocean, we're going to jump. If he tell us to jump from the mountain, we're going to jump. I took one group to show them Ziyarah in Masjid al-Qiblatain. I told them, see the Masjid, it was Masjid Aqsa this side and Kaaba is this side. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in second rakat in Zuhar Salah, and Allah said, "Fawalli wajhaka shatr al-Masjid al-Haram." Started walking from this side. He went that side. All the Sahaba turned, walking behind him, and went behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All children came this side. All the ladies came other side. Subhanallah, subhanallah. They did not say why. They did not say why. What they said, Rasul is our Kaaba, our Qibla. Whatever he tells us, we will do it. What we do today? What we do today? This is the message giving this month of Muharram. It's not to hit yourself, to cry. The Ta'ala is reminding us that as they are alive, بَلَهِيَاهُنَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, we want to also be alive by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala while doing all the amal saliha and good deeds. A person is digging in Jannatul Bati in grave at how many years? From 45 years. A Pakistani brother, he's digging. He says, "Maine Maulana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Ali Kabar, maine khodi hai." From 45 years, he's digging. He says, "I saw so many bodies afresh while they buried for so long. So many bodies. They are alive. If you follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, you will be alive in your grave." Who are we following today? Only we follow January, February, March, April. What January? Oh, first month will come, Angrezi, what will do? Patake karenge, ye karenge, wo karenge. Oh, that's our year started. Our youngsters don't even remember Islamic month and the Islamic date. So how many days, how many months of Islam? Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal. So why that Muharram become the first month of Islam, not Rabiul Awwal, while Nabi alayhi salatu was salam migrated on the 12th, according to most of the scholars, 12th Rabiul Awwal. The ulama said, when the 72 Sahaba went, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, "Listen, I'm going to make intention. I'm going to think about it. Then I will come." When the few days of Zil Hijjah finished and the Muharram month started, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made firm intention. Firm intention. Malum hota hai, jab aadmi niyat karta hai, to niyat par Allah ki madad aati hai. Hamare tablighi bhai kehte hai na, niyat kar lo, madad karne wala Allah hai. Nabi alayhi salam made intention in the month of Muharram. Because of that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, he made a firm intention to migrate from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. That was in the month of Muharram. So Muharram month should be our first month Islamic. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam migrated on the 12th Rabiul Awwal, but he made firm intention. And not because of only the month is virtues, because of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu became shaheed. As I mentioned to you in the beginning, all the Sahaba, most of them are martyred. Why? Because today the enemies want and they can't take it. Islam is spreading everywhere. They can't take it. How spread? Because of migrating of Rasulullah from where? Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara in the month of Muharram. Intention in the month of Muharram. The enemy don't want the Islamic month start with joy, with khushi. Jaise unka shuru hota hai. Don't want. Wo kehte hain, tumhara mahina bas wahi gamgeen ke sath shuru hona chahiye. Apne aap ko maro, peeto. Kyun? Islam spread hua hai na, isliye. We can't take it that. But our youngsters don't understand. What is the history behind that? In the month of Muharram, as I recited the ayat, "Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard minha arba'atun hulum." This 4 months established, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala appointed from the day Allah ta'ala created the sky and earth. Which 4 months? Rajab, Dhiqada, Dhilhijjah and Muharram. Minha Arba'atul Hurum. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to respect this 4 months. They used to make ibadat a lot in this 4 months. Month of Muharram, month of Rajab, month of Dhiqada, month of Dhilhijjah. They were not fighting in this month. They were not swearing in this month. Very, very beautiful month. That's Allah says, Minha Arba'atul Hurum. Dhalika Deenul Qayyim. That's why before the Ramadan, the 10th Muharram, the Rosa was first upon this Ummah, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from Adam alayhi salam till Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, they used to fast on the 10th of Muharram. festival and so azimat, one great day and great month, month of Muharram. From today, our new, from the 2-3 years time, inshallah, the Muharram month, inshallah, is going to start. Everybody from today, make firm intention that we're going to change our life. We're going to change our life. We have no beer, we're going to keep beer. We're not reading namaz, we're going to read namaz. We're not reading Quran tilawah, we're going to read Quran. And we're doing all the haram things, we're going to leave everything. Inshallah, go inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala help us. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam farmate hai, Haji, Arfaat ne farmaya, ki Allah Haji ki dua kabul farma. Aur Haji jiske liye dua kare, unke liye bhi kabul farma. Aur main dua karta hoon, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, hum sab ki zindagiyon ko badal de. Hum sab ki zindagiyon ko badal de. Dobara Islam par istiqamat naseeb farma. Hum sab ko dobara Islam par istiqamat naseeb farma. Hum Nabi alayhi salam ki sunnat par chalne wale bana de. Aakhirat ki fikr karne wale bana de. Allah hum sab ko hayat jawedani naseeb farma. Ae Allah hamare gharon mein sukoon naseeb farma. Allah hamari auladon mein nek aur saleh aur sulha ulama paida farma. Sukoon naseeb farma. Ae Allah marte dam tak iman par qaim rakhna. Aur maut aaye teri raza ho aur tu yu kehta ho ya ayyuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiya. Aaja mere paas o rooh tu aaja, main bhi tujhse raazi aur tu سے راضی ایسی موت ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمدللہ رب العالمین.